गुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जना वल्लभा गिरिवरदारी। जय गोपी जना वल्लभा गिरिवरदारी। यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरावनचारी। यमुना तीरावनचारी। जय राधा माधवा गुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरदारी। यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरावनचारी। जय राधा माधवा गुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधवा गुंज बिहारी।
जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजगाचार्य स्तोत्र सत श्रीमद् डिवाइन ग्रेस हवे चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत श्रमश्ल प्रभुपाद की। जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजगाचार्य स्तोत्र सत श्री श्रीमद् डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद महाराज की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की। ग्रंथरा श्रीमद् भागवतम की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
सो वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग अवर डिस्कशन फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम। वी आर ऑन कैंटो फिफ्थ चैप्टर 13 एंटाइटल्ड रहुगण कॉन्वर्सेस विद जड़ भारत टेक्स एनीथिंग व्हाट्स ऑन द बोर्ड 17 इज ऑन द बोर्ड। So we have been given four verses, 17, 18, 19, 20. 17 is on the board, we'll recite 17.
Tairvanchitoham sakulam samavishan. Tairvanchitoham sakulam samavishan. अरोचयन् शीलमुपैति वानरान्। तज्जातिरासेन सुनिर्वृतेन्द्रियाः परस्परोद्वीक्षणविस्मृताद्वदीः। तैर्वञ्चितोऽहं सकुलं समाविशन् अरोचयन् शीलमुपैति वानरान् तज्जातिरासेन सुनिर्वृतेन्द्रियाः परस्परोद्विक्षणविस्मृताद्वदीः तैर्वञ्चितोऽहं सकुलं समविशन् अरोचयन् शीलमुपैति वानरान् तज्जातिरासेन सुनिर्वृतेन्द्रिया परस्परोद्विक्षणविस्मृतावधिः तैर्वाञ्चितोऽहं सकुलं समाविशन् अरोचयन् शीलमुपैति वानरान् तज्जातिरासेन सुविन्वृतेन्द्रिया परस्परोद्विक्षणविस्मृताव्यधीः तैर्वञ्चितोऽहं सकुलं समाविशन् अरोचयन् शीलमुपैति वानरान् तज्जातिरासेन सुनिर्वृतेन्द्रिया परस्परोद्विक्षणविस्मृतावधिः
माताजी सॉरी यू कैन डू सॉरी
तैर्वञ्चतोऽहं सकुलं समाविशन् अरोचयन् शीलमुपैति वानरान् तज्जातिरासेन सुनिर्वृतेन्द्रियाः परस्परोद्विक्षणविस्मृतावधिः
माताजी
तैर्वञ्चितोऽहं सकुलं समाविशन् अरोचयन् शीलमुपैति वानरान् तज्जातिरासेन सुविन्वितेन्द्रिया परस्परोद्विक्षणविस्मृतावधिः
वट् वट् ट्रान्स्लेशन् तैः बै दम् द चीटर्स् एण्ड् प्रिटेण्डर्स् द सो काल्ड् योगीस् स्वामीस् इन्कार्नेशन्स् एण्ड् गुरुस् Vanchitah, being cheated, Hamsa Kulam, the association of great Paramahamsas. O devotees, Samavishan, contacting, Arochayan, not being satisfied with, Shilam, the behavior, Upaiti, approaches, Vanaran, the monkeys, which are all debauchees with no good character, tat jati rasena, by sense gratification, in the association of such debauchees. Sunirvrita indriyaha, being very satisfied with getting the opportunity of sense gratification, paraspara, of one another, utvikshana, by seeing the faces, vismrita, who has forgotten, avadihi, the end of life. Om ajnana timirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya mano bishtam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa gadamayam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamalam shri gurum vaishnavamscha
శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావదూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణ లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితం హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగి రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుదేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే ముఖం కరోతి వాచలం పంగుం లంగాయతే గిరిం యత్ కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురు దినతారినం పరమానంద మాధవం శ్రీ చైతన్య ఈశ్వరం. సో హరే కృష్ణ. వి లైక్ టు వెల్కమ్ ఆల్ ది డివోటీస్ ప్రెజెంట్ హియర్ అండ్ హూఎవర్ ఆర్ ఆన్లైన్ ఫర్ దిస్ మార్నింగ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్లాస్. సో వి ఆర్ కంటిన్యూయింగ్ అవర్ డిస్కషన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫిఫ్త్ క్యాంటో 13th chapter, which describes about the forest of material enjoyment. Text 17, chapter Rahugana converses with Jadabharat. So an entire analogy is given here about the forest of material enjoyment, which will be explained later in the 14th chapter, the next chapter, what these analogies mean, who is the monkey, who are the whatnot, Hamsakulam. But Srila Prabhupada, as usual, you know, in his urgency, he gives all the meanings in the word-to-word, in the purport itself. So because we have to cover 4 verses, so I'm just going to read the translation of the first verse first, then we'll discuss verse by verse. So translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Text 17's translation. Being cheated by them, tair vanchitaha. So them here refers to what was mentioned in the earlier verse. These are the baka, kanka and gridai. That means the cranes, herons and vultures. In yesterday's verse, they mentioned that these are the people that, you know, the person entering the forest of material existence, he makes friends with people who are of the character like baka, which means cranes, kanka, which means herons, and gridhai, which means vultures. Now, we are not expected to be zoologists to know the difference between crane and heron. Anyways, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his purport to this verse, he writes that what does these 3 animals represent? Okay, he writes very nicely that this cheaters, which are mentioned, cheaters and pretenders, which are mentioned in the earlier verse, these cranes, herons and vultures, he said they represent cheaters, unintelligent people and cruel people. So baka, cranes, represent cheaters. We know this Bakasur, he was a cheater, right? Pretender. Herons, they are compared to unintelligent. So I don't know if anyone has done zoology here. Anyways, so herons are such, you know, there's a difference between herons and cranes. Herons are the ones who have a curved neck. Cranes always have a straight neck. Both live by the water bodies and they eat fish. And both can fly. But herons have a characteristic of being very greedy, where even they see a bigger fish than their mouth, they tend to gobble, and then later they realize they cannot swallow, they regurgitate. So maybe that's why he mentioned they are unintelligent, herons, foolish. Cranes are cheaters, they remain very silent, quiet in one place, and they fool people like that. You don't even notice sometimes the crane is there. Herons you notice, Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari, Bhagavan Ki Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. And Gidard, I think Hindi is always a gidard, na? Right? Gridaihi. They are known to be cruel because they wait for a person to die. When they know a person is going to die, they just wait. Marne wale hai. Right? So like this he compares. So the living entity getting association of such people who are cheaters, unintelligent people, foolish and cruel, what happens? Vanchita. He's cheated by them. Then the translation continues, being cheated by them, these three people, the living entity in the forest of the material world tries to give up the association of these so-called yogis, swamis, and incarnations and come to the association of real devotees. So they understand they are being cheated, they are being exploited, they are being led to falsehood, and sometimes even little cruel. There was this yogi follower who she came, and she's a follower of a very big yogi. So then because I was in guest department at the time, and she is Maharaj, His Holiness Radhan Swami Maharaj, very good friend. So she was telling me that, no, I'm going here and, you know, I'm meeting this yogi, he's absolutely fantastic. I said, what's so great about him? What's attracting you to him? She said, and she's a very big and rich lady from the States. And she said, he scolds me, he chastises me. So he calls her by her name and say, you fool, you idiot, I'm not talking to you. And she just, and she loves it. Okay? So I was like, okay, that sounds a little cruel, no? But, you know, and I said, then when you go to the ashram, because she comes from the States, so when she visits the ashram, and she stays there for about a month, and for the entire month, he doesn't speak to her, just purposefully. And I said, how does that make you feel? He said, it makes me feel very wonderful, you know, the whole, you come so far, you don't meet, you don't speak, ignores you and go back. But ye humko achha lagta hai. So anyways, so so-called yogis, swamis, incarnations, so suffering this kind of association, they come to the association of real devotees. That's what this verse mentions as Hamsa Kulam Samavisan. So Prabhupada here mentions Hamsa Kulam as real devotees. Why I'm mentioning this is because Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is going to give a different understanding of Hamsa Kulam. Srila Prabhupada says Hamsa Kulam means devotees, real devotees. So being tired of the fake people, they give up their association and come to the association of real devotees. But due to the misfortune, he cannot follow the instructions of spiritual master or advanced devotees. Therefore, he gives up the company of such devotees and again returns to the association of monkeys. Arochayan. Achane lagta hai, doesn't taste. Rochay means pleasing. Arochayan means not pleasing. Arochayan shilam. Not very pleased with their behavior. Not very pleased with their behavior. Whose behavior? The Hamsakulam. Upaiti vanaran. He approaches the monkeys. So it's a very interesting point here that, in Prabhupada's view, Hamsakulam being devotees, so the conditioned soul or the Baddha Jiva or the, you know, materialistic inclined Jiva approaches the devotees, but sometimes arochayan shilam. Usko shayad achha nahi lagta hai. So Prabhupada explains that what they don't like the rules and regulations. Or they're unable to follow the principles. So again, they give up the association of devotees and they go back to the association of monkeys. Now, in the monkey, tat jati rasena. They get a sajatiya kind of feeling, you know. Sense gratification. Cha jati rasena. They are enjoying sense gratification, which they wanted. Sunir vritendriya, uncontrolled senses. And how do they enjoy? While enjoying paraspara, ek dusre ko, paraspara udvikshana, seeing their face, ek dusre ka chehra deke, has has ke kushi anand lenge. Vismirtya vadihi. Vismirta. They forget that death is coming. So very graphic, you know, that sense gratification, a person is so absorbed in just seeing the object or the cause of whatever, paraspara, of sense gratification, that a person even forgets that death is going to come. They become enamored by the each other's faces. So we can appreciate this entire Bhagavatam actually if we have lived in villages or forests. Because this whole description talks about blind wells. Now, how many of us have experienced a blind well? Right? Fallen into a blind well. Villages, they do have. In jungles, they do have. In my hometown, I had an uncle who bought a rural community plot, like a few acres. And he was one day cleaning and he actually fell into a well, a blind well. But thank God there was so much foliage that he got stuck halfway. And he climbed out. Of course, he's a Navy man. So he climbed out and he was like, phew, what is so dangerous, is it? So it does happen, because those days they would not make wells with barrier walls. It would just be a, you know, deep depression within the earth. So people do fall down, and these shastras are mentioning like this. We can't understand this. They talk about shastras. This whole chapter talk about being swallowed by a snake, right? Which is ignorance. A few days ago there was a discussion like that. So where do we see a person being swallowed by a snake? Right? But in villages, it does happen. Again, I don't know about India. Maybe certain parts it does happen. But at least from where we are from, in Malaysia, in Indonesia, in near village site, it's very common that a python will come and swallow a goat or swallow a small child whose children are playing. The python will come and swallow children. Very common. Especially, you know, if a person is lying down, sleeping, he'll just swallow the whole child. Kill the child, of course, and then swallow it. So very common. It's being swallowed by ignorance. And being cheated by unscrupulous people. Nowadays, because of so much WhatsApp, media, city, we know all the cheats and the tricks and what people try to do. But in villages, people are very innocent. Someone suddenly comes through wandering the village and he may dress like a sadhu and he may cheat the entire village and go off. So even in those days' time, it was very common to find people who cheat, especially in the garb of sadhu or wandering monks or healers, right? What they call vaidyas, who they would cheat people. It was very common because people are very innocent, very simple. They do not wander much. They didn't know. So what Bhagavatam here is mentioning, actually we can really appreciate if we were, you know, living in from that kind of background. So, yes. So then continuing the translation, he derives satisfaction by associating with sense gratifiers and enjoying sex and intoxication. In this way, he spoils his life simply by indulging in sex and intoxication. Looking into the faces of other sense gratifiers, he becomes forgetful and thus approaches death. Purport, in this chapter, Prabhupada gives very short purports. The same thing which is described in the next chapter, Prabhupada, no holes barred. Okay? So a little here what Prabhupada writes. Sometimes a foolish person becomes disgusted with bad association and comes to the association of devotees. This is very true. Sometimes a person being so much into sense gratification, they feel a little, no, because of Paramatma probably within the heart, they feel a little disgusted and they try to aspire for a Shuddha, a pure life. And comes to the association of devotees, Prabhupada says, and takes initiation from a spiritual master, Prabhupada adds. So probably Prabhupada is reflecting with the situation of ISKCON. This is 5th canto. This is 1974-1975. Okay? 1974, let's say. Because CC was completed before this. Before 5th canto started. So, height of the movement, no? Expansion. So, Prabhupada says, devotees and brahmanas and takes initiation from a spiritual master. As advised by the spiritual master, he tries to follow the regulative principles. But due to misfortune, he cannot follow the instructions of the spiritual master. He therefore gives up the company of devotees and goes to associate with simian people. Simian means monkey-like. Okay? Like bovine means cow, simian means monkey-like. People who are simply interested in sex and intoxication. Those who are so-called spiritualists who are compared to monkeys, outwardly, monkeys sometimes resemble sadhus because they live naked in the forest and pick fruits. But their only desire is to keep many female monkeys and enjoy sex life. Sometimes so-called spiritualists seeking a spiritual life come to associate with Krishna-conscious devotees. But they cannot execute the regulative principles or follow the path of spiritual life. Consequently, they leave the association of devotees and go to associate with sense gratifiers who are compared to monkeys. Again, they revive their sex and intoxication. Okay, again they revive their sex and intoxication. Probably Prabhupada is talking about, you know, some at that time some followers or what. And looking at one another's faces, they are thus satisfied. In this way, they pass their lives up to the point of death. Okay. So, like I mentioned, Prabhupada here talks Hamsakulam to be the devotees, right? And giving up the association of Hamsakulam to be compared to unable to follow the regulatory principles. Now, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti, he gives a different point. He says, Hamsakulam here refers to Brahmanas. Okay, Karmakandi, caste Brahmanas. He says that the jiva, sometimes, you know, disgusted with the materialistic people, goes and takes shelter from very strong caste Brahmana or, you know, very pure life Karmakandi Brahmana. But then, he's disgusted with their arochayan shilam. He's disgusted with their behavior. What is the behavior of this Karmakandi Brahmana? Their rules for atonement, taking the sacred thread, different kinds of, you know, rules and prescriptions they give. So he says they have no taste for worshipping the Lord by sacrifice. Sacrifice means yagya. So much rules are there, isn't it? You do the upakarmas and you do all the background work, then you start the actual activity. So someone who's coming from a life of quick sense gratification, they have no time to do all that purvakarmas. Purvakarma, purvangas, sometimes very difficult. Na? Like sometimes even maybe devotees who come late for dressing seva, they may like, manas puja karna ki nahi? Thik hai na, man mein hai na, chal chal ke jayenge. Oh, after dressing, when you're supposed to read the aparadha shodhana mantras, chal chal ke jayenge. You know, because sometimes this purvakarmas, this purvangas are very difficult because we are from a quick life. So someone coming to the association of the Hamsa Kulam, Vishnu Chakra Thakur says, Brahmanas, arochayam shilam, they don't like this behavior. Okay, such rituals, doing upanayana sanskriti, shruti, smriti, all these kind of things is very, you know, difficult for them. So if we take Srila Prabhupada's point, what lessons can we learn from this? Prabhupada is saying that people come to Krishna consciousness, associate with Paramahamsa Vaishnavas, but they are unable to follow and they leave. So at least from our point of view, from our side, there will always be people who like Krishna conscious or at least appreciate Krishna conscious, but they won't be able to take it up. They are not able to take it up. So at least from our point of view, we should try to delay their distaste. One day they will not find it very relishable. Roj jab karenge, bolenge, so they might not feel very agreeable. But at least from our point of view, we should try to delay their distaste. Don't chase them away so fast. Delay their distaste so at least they'll get enough sukriti that they might stay. They might actually stay. Right? Instead of quickly, you know, just you seeing the person, he's not eligible, but you're hammering, you're increasing his distaste, they might go away. So, taking Chakravarti Pat's point, we can see that how people, conditioned souls, are put off. They are put off arochayan shilam by the character or the behavior of being dogmatic. Dogmatic means, you know, one way, no other way. My way or highway. Dogmatic, sectarian ideals, or having too much high ideals. This is pure. That's it. You cannot go anything lower than this. You know? So, people are also put off from this. So, like this, we can learn a lesson that we should never, you know, we should at least prolong people's eventual distaste. Because, unfortunate, people do come, people do go. It is part of, you know, the movement. We should, at least from our side, not increase or hasten their distaste. At the same time, we should not be dogmatic also, because this is what people don't like. Okay? So, giving Krishna consciousness means giving pleasure. Krishna consciousness means pleasure. So, jahan pain hote, that means probably we're not giving Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means giving pleasure. In what form? This pleasure can be found in Krishna seva. This can be found in Krishna katha. This can be found in Krishna Kirtan, this can be found in Krishna Prasad, this can be found in Krishna Bhaktas, in relationship with devotees. This is what sells. Okay? Spiritual, this is pleasure which sells. You know, people come to look for pleasure only. But of course, this is spiritual pleasure. So, when we were preaching somewhere in a local area one time, for many years now, I think. And then these people who come for the program, they love Kirtan. They can play expert kartals and everything, but they'll never do japa. Nor they'll follow any principles. Okay, still continuing with non-veg and this and that, but they love kirtan. Wherever kirtan is there, they'll come and assemble. So one time we were sharing with our senior and we were asking, now Prabhu, you ask us for data, kitne log sola mala kar rahe, how many people are chanting, how long program is going on. I said, these people are not even chanting. They don't even like chanting. The moment mala comes in the hand, they're like total distaste. So then he asked, what do they like then? I said, they love kirtan. Bas na, enough. What is that then? People's capacity are like that. So we should just continue, keep giving. This is sukriti, bhakti sukriti. Keep giving. Till Krishna gives us the strength to keep giving. And you know, we never know. So sometimes 10, 12 years also, people are like that in certain areas, especially here. Okay, so the first verse we discussed was tair. These people who are like the three people, crane, herons and vultures. And then we discuss Hamsa Kulam. Vishnu Chakra Thakur says Brahmanas, caste Brahmanas. Srila Prabhupada says Paramahamsa Vaishnavas. Now, third word we like to discuss in this verse is Vanaras. Vanaras means monkeys. They are compared to the pretenders, debauchees, sense enjoyers, happily seeing each other's face. Forget that death is approaching. This very verse in the next chapter, 14th chapter, Srila Prabhupada gives a very strong purport. So I like to read that. Prabhupada talks about these vanaras. Prabhupada says, monkeys are very expert in sexual enjoyment. And sometimes sex glands are taken from monkeys and placed in the human body so that a human being can enjoy sex in old age. I don't know whether physically they do that, but anyways, probably some extract, what I don't know. Hey, yeah, I never discovered, maybe ask Sridhar Imai, bro. I don't think it's a transplant. Anyways, for those from medical field. Okay, anyways, but the meaning is that taken and put into means, whether it's extract or serum or whatever, we'll discuss later. In this way, modern civilization has advanced, Prabhupada says. Many monkeys in India were caught and sent to Europe so that their sex glands could serve as replacements for those of old people. Those who actually descend from the monkeys, okay, now Prabhupada is being very cynical and sarcastic. Those who actually descend from the monkeys are interested in expanding their aristocratic families through sex. Okay, he's hinting about the Western civilization. In the Vedas, there are also certain ceremonies especially meant for sexual improvement and promotion to higher planetary system. Here Prabhupada makes a balance. Itna usko gali de diya. Abhi Vedic system bhi hai. In Vedic system also, there are ceremonies specially meant for improving sexual improvement and promotion to higher planets. Why? Where the demigods are enjoying sex. The demigods are also very much inclined towards sex or sense pleasure in one sense, because that is the basic principle of material enjoyment. Prabhupada mentions like that. Very interesting purport. The next paragraph Prabhupada mentions. First of all, the conditioned soul is cheated by so-called swamis, yogis, and incarnation when he approaches them to be relieved of material distress, miseries. When the conditioned soul is not satisfied with them, he comes to the devotees and pure brahmanas who try to elevate them for final liberation from material bondage. However, the unscrupulous conditioned soul cannot rigidly follow the principles prohibiting illicit sex, intoxication, gambling and meat eating. Thus he falls down and takes shelter of people who are like monkeys. In the Krishna consciousness movement, these monkey disciples, Prabhupada says, in the Krishna consciousness movement, these monkey disciples, being unable to follow the strict regulative principles, sometimes fall down and try to form societies based on sex. This is, I found it very interesting. Prabhupada wrote this in 1970 something. And later, you know, I don't know whether I'll get in trouble for this. But in around the year 2000, I think. So there was a society that was formed called Galwa. If you have heard about it. Gay and Lesbian Vaishnava Association, okay, which are started by Srila Prabhupada disciples. So, Prabhupada writes, to form societies based on sex. Okay. This is proof that such people are descendants of monkeys, as confirmed by Darwin. Prabhupada is saying, ha, such a monkey bol rahe na, ye monkey. So, Prabhupada, I don't know, sometimes sarcastic, of course, it's not, you cannot quote this and say that Prabhupada also agree with Darwin theory. This is proof that such people are descendants of monkeys as confirmed by Darwin. In this verse, it is therefore very clearly stated, yata vanara jatihe. So, like that, Prabhupada ends that purport. So, Prabhupada, in one sense, being here very, you may say, heavy, wearing clear, because out of compassion, he's feeling so pained that someone comes and gets the highest ratna, divya mani ratna of Krishna consciousness and cannot appreciate it. Very difficult in the association of Paramahamsa Kulam. So Prabhupada is feeling that compassion. And actually this is the reality for all us conditioned souls. Stuck, we are all stuck with sex life, as we have read, is Maituna Aghara, shackles of sex life. They keep us bound to this material world. A few days ago, Prabhuji from Delhi was sharing itching problem. Very nice. When you see in Hindi, it's all graphic lag raha. Okay. Itching problem. Very troublesome. At the same time, it is very insignificant. But even though it's so insignificant, it's very difficult to overcome. So this forest of material enjoyment is a real forest. Very illusionary. If people who go trekking, or maybe probably that's why I think we need to go trekking more. So when you go trekking, you will realize, no, if you get lost, you really get lost. How much you shout, how much you scream, how much you search, your time goes in waste. Because it's very tough. You can easily get lost. In the forest, very illusionary. Every direction looks the same. ए हम इधर से आया था ना, नहीं नहीं इधर से आया, अरे इधर देखा ना, यू गेट कॉन्फ्यूज, इल्यूजनरी, कॉन्फ्यूजिंग, वेरी कॉम्प्लिकेटेड, बेसिकली वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू गेट आउट, राइट. सो व्हाट्स वर्स अबाउट दिस फॉरेस्ट इज दैट दे आर ट्रैप्स. ओके, ऑलरेडी इट्स वेरी इल्यूजनरी, फॉरेस्ट से बाहर जाने का भी मुश्किल हो गया, बट वर्स देन दैट दे आर ट्रैप्स, स्नेक्स, स्पाइडर्स, चीटर्स, वेल्स. So at the same time, very difficult to get out, so much suffering but cannot get out. At the same time, there's enjoyment also which we don't want to get out. To get out also difficult because there's no way. But at the same time, the desire doesn't come to get out because you find honey. Sometimes you see a nice tree. Like one time, Madhav Murarippu and myself, we went just trekking behind. Beautiful tree we saw. And both of us sat on the tree and swinging. Wow, kya mast hai. It was a root of a tree, no? Like that. So beautiful it is. So sometimes even in the forest, there are sense gratification. You get nice honey, you get nice fruits, you see beautiful flowers, maybe you see a deer and you'll see something. Then you start thinking, wow, nature is so beautiful. Then nature is so scary. Then nature is so beautiful. Then nature is so scary. This dwanda makes us a secure prisoner. Okay. So despite suffering, we cannot get out. Despite and because of enjoyment, we don't want to get out. Now, let's see the next verse, 18th verse.
Drume drume suram syan sutadara vatsalo vyavaya dino vibashasva bandane kwachit pramadad girikandare patam vallim grihitva gajabita ashita.
If you have the verse in your phone, it will be more helpful. So here the translation says, when the living entity becomes exactly like a monkey, because he is taking association of monkey, and he jumps from one branch to another, one tree to another. Acharya say jumping from one tree to another is the jivatma jumping from one body to another body. What do you call that? Transmigration from one life to another, one tree to another. He remains in the tree of household life without any profit, okay, but sex. Thus he is kicked by his wife, just like the he as. This is Prabhupada's addition. This is not there in the Sanskrit. Okay? The Sanskrit says, Drumesu Ramsyan, he's enjoying this tree, Sutadara Vatsalo, and he becomes very affectionate to his wife and child. He becomes bound by that affection. Vyavaya Dina, he becomes very poor. Dina. Why? Because of enjoying sex life. Because of enjoying sense gratification. He is known as Vyavaya Dina. Divasha, he is helpless. Swabandhane, he has tied up himself. This is the conditions they are giving. And sometimes, kwachit pramadat, because of some kind of madness, which is compared to a disease, right? When people become diseased, literally they are not in the right frame of mind. Sometimes in hospital also, like if a patient is there, they expect some relative to be there, especially during times of some surgery or something, you have to get consent from the relatives. Because sometimes the patient, just the patient alone, they do some discussion. The doctors come, they do some consultation. Because sometimes the patient is so panicked, the doctors say that you have an option of doing this or this. They'll say amputate, cut, do this. They'll take an extreme measure, no? Because out of fear, out of pain, or out of something, or someone may say, I don't want treatment, you guys are all bogus. So it's like doctors who have to go and consult with family member because disease. So kwachit pramadat, sometimes out of craziness, the jivatma runs and falls down in some cave and he dies. Vallim. Valli means creeper. Valli. So he sometimes while falling down, he grabs hold of one creeper and he saves himself. So Acharya say this creeper is our karma, punya karma. Your punya karma sometimes saves you from suffering. But what is the strength of a, what is another word for valli? Lata. Creeper. What is the strength of a creeper? Anyone who has gone hiking, trekking, sometimes you slip and you catch a small creeper. Uske baad duk 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 duk, wo bhi nikal jata hai. Hai ki nahi? That whole thing comes out. It's not very strong. It breaks. So just hoping that we will survive the sufferings based on our own punya karma is not great. Little it can save you, but it cannot save you ultimately. That also will break one point of time. So you say, vallim grihitwa. He catches hold to that vine. What is he most afraid of? Gajabita ashitaha. He's afraid of the elephant in the forest. This is very scary because elephants, when they move very quietly, no sound. Pata nahi chalta hai. And suddenly, na, because they are huge also, suddenly you are
it's moving, and suddenly you see from in front of you, very close to you, suddenly a huge elephant will come. That time, split second, you will run. This is the danger, actually. That's why you fall here, fall there, something happens. So elephants, very dangerous. In my earlier years, we used to go for some kind of a pilgrimage in the Western Ghats of Kerala, mountains. So a lot of elephants. And at night, while camping in the forest, they used to put firecrackers at night to ward off tigers and elephants. Because elephants, they don't know. Next morning, you see, wake up, one tent chutney. One elephant will cross by, karke chala jate. So two, three pilgrims will just become chutney like that. Elephant ke andar. But you don't know also, the elephant has come. Unless the elephant starts to trumpet, which it doesn't do always. Pat karke chala jate. Very dangerous. Okay? So Prabhupada adds, he's kicked by the, you know, in the family life, he's kicked by the wife just like a he has. Actually, this is not Prabhupada's own purport. I saw Chakravarti Pat's translation. Chakravarti Pat writes this. He enjoys in the house places of pleasure. Desiring sex life, he is kicked by the woman. So seeing Chakravarti Pat, Prabhupada also added in his translation. Okay. Unable to gain release, the translation continues of the 18th verse. He remains helpless in that position. Sometimes he falls victim to an incurable disease, which is like falling into a mountain cave. He becomes afraid of death, which is like the elephant in the back of the cave, and he remains stranded, grasping at the twigs or the branches of a creeper. Purport Prabhupada writes, the precarious condition of the household life is described within. Herein, household life is full of misery, and the only attraction is sex with the wife, who kicks him during sexual intercourse, just as the she-ass does her mate. Due to continuous sex life, he falls victim to many incurable diseases. Okay? Venereal diseases happen. At that time, being afraid of death, which is like an elephant, he remains hanging from twigs and branches of the tree, just like a monkey. So, you know, it's very interesting that how a person becomes a secure prisoner, being very much having affection for the wife and the child. This is very natural, atmaja, that which is born of you. Right? So we become attached to our phone because it belongs to us. There's other phones, we don't become attached, but this is my phone, iPhone. So we become attached to it. Anybody who works in a project or in a company, you create a project, you start something, you become attached to it, isn't it? No one creates a project, does the whole work, and then says, you know, usko naam de do. Mujhe kuch lena dena nahi hai. Very difficult. You've sweat, you've toiled, naturally become attached. What then if someone is actually born from you, atmaja, one becomes more attached. But the amazing thing is, when you're big, you become attached by your household life. But when a person is young, a child, they also become attached to the parents. So parents are illusioned by their children. Children are also illusioned by their parents. So if you remember the song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Buliya Tomare, one verse comes. Adhare ra chele swajane ra kole hasiya katainu kala. Adharera chele, very dear to the son. Swajanera kole, they are kept on his lap. Hasiya ka tainu kala. He spends time smiling and laughing, the small child.
Janaka janani snehete bhuliya.
Janaka janani, mother and father, snehete bhuliya. Out of the affection and love of parents, bhul gaya. Kaun bhul gaya? Kisko bhul gaya? Bhagawan ko bhul gaya.
Samsara lagilo bhalo.
I think that this world is very nice. Yeah, as long as parents are there with us. So the child becomes illusioned by parents. Parents become illusioned by the child. This is what is mentioned here. So in this related verse purport in the next chapter. Right. Because that will come anyway after a few months. So Prabhupada writes, this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to bring intelligent human beings, this is like mission statement, you know? Prabhupada is writing, this Krishna conscious movement is trying to bring intelligent human beings to the platform of devotional service. Instead of wasting time trying to attain a better position in material life, one should simply endeavor to return home back to Godhead. Then all problems will be solved.
So simple, eh, Prabhupada says.
Instead of trying to endeavor to get a better position in material world. Then Prabhupada continues, one simply has to follow the regulative principles, act like a Brahmana, chant Hare Krishna mantra, read Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavadam. In this way, one purifies himself of the baser material modes, tamagun, rajagun, and become freed from the greed of these modes and can attain complete peace of mind. In this way, one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead and one's relationship with Him and thus be promoted to the highest perfection, Siddhim Paramam Gataha. So Prabhupada says that, you know, that one should be a little dutiful. So we are going to read the 19th verse now. I'll read the translation. So this is the ending of this whole section, of the whole description of the forest, this 19th and 20th verse. Now Jadabharat, after speaking this analogy, is now looking to Rahugana and he's telling Rahugana this 19th verse. Okay, he says, O killer of enemies, Maharaj Rahugana, if the conditioned soul somehow or other gets out of this dangerous position, he again returns to his home to enjoy sex life. Somehow or other, if he comes out of that cave, somehow or other, he comes out of hanging from that creeper, being chased by that elephant. Somehow or other, if he comes out of it, again he returns home to enjoy sex life. For this is the way of attachment. Thus, under the spell of the Lord's material energy, he continues to loiter in the forest of material existence. Brahmanda Brahmite. He does not discover his real interests even at the point of death. The Prabhupada writes in the purport, this is the way of material life. When one is captured by sexual attraction, he becomes implicated in so many ways, he cannot understand the real aim of life. Because there's a whole thread to it, na? Like Gaurang Prabhu's favorite verse, Atma Jaya Suta Gara Pashu Dravina Bandhusu. It keeps going, the list keeps going. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam says, Nate Vidu Swartha Gatim Hi Vishnu. Generally, people do not understand the ultimate goal of life. As stated in the Vedas, what is the goal of life? Om Tad Vishnoho Paramam Padam Sada Pashyanti Surayah. Those who are spiritually advanced simply look to the lotus feet of Vishnu. The conditioned soul, however, not being interested in reviving his relationship with Vishnu, becomes captivated by material activities and remains in everlasting bondage, being misled by so-called leaders. So this verse, this first two lines, Ata Katanchit's 19th verse, Ata Katanchit's a Vimukta Apada, being freed, Vimukta Apad, Apad means difficulties, miseries. When he becomes free from that, Punaschasartam, Pravishanti Arindama, again he goes back to sense gratification. So, you know, on our part, this is our whole story in one sense. It's very embarrassing. It's a very shameless thing. You know, how many times we ourselves, at least I can speak for myself, that, you know, in times of great difficulties, we make false proclamations, false promises. Bhagawan, main kabhi aisa nahi karunga. My Lord, just if I come out of this, I'll become a pure devotee. Or whatever it may be. When especially a person who is very chronic, right, they'll be more intensely wanting to take shelter of the Lord. But we have seen also that when that situation passes, the person becomes normal. Like I give this example, one time a boy who fell down, bike accident, terrible accident. And for the next 3 months, he was chanting 16 rounds. Every day. Feeling the accident, no, because he was so careful, his head almost split. But bach gaya, Bhagavan se. Next 3 months, he was solamala. Every day, pakka devotee. After 3 months, inertia, momentum, all whatever, catch ups up to him. And then he comes back down to zero. So sometimes like that. One boy was in a hospital and after some accident, very bad car accident, he has a permanent physical disability. And at that time, visiting him in the hospital, he was saying that, Prabhuji, when I come out of the hospital, every day I'll attend satsang. Every day I'll do so all these proclamations coming. But it never happened. And we also understand, it's just a surge of emotions. So, Vimukta Apada, when we are freed from miseries, again we go back, Pravishni Arindama. Very real, isn't it? Bhagavatam is so real. So, whenever in life-threatening, terrible miseries, we become almost like pure devotees. But in such cases, sometimes you think, better, I get all kinds of terminal disease, that at least my consciousness will be saved. consciousness may be saved. You may have very pure devotee consciousness, but seva is hindered. Seva is restricted. Because in such a chronic position, what seva can we do? Consciousness is very high, but seva opportunity is not there. On the flip side, when we are able, seva is unlimited, but the consciousness is not right. The consciousness is Ishwara Bhav. I am the master, I am the controller. There is no service taking shelter of Krishna. When a person is terminally ill or in great difficulty, consciousness may be very high, but seva opportunity is not there. But when the person is able, seva opportunity is a lot, but consciousness may not be right. So now which one do you want? Consciousness or seva? Of course, seva is the highest thing, which as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we are aspiring to serve in whatever. So this is why Krishna puts reverses in our lives, so that we can switch gears from, you know, experiencing moment of high surrender consciousness to ability to do seva, because we want both. So Krishna puts these reverses where we can move back and forth, so we can serve and hopefully remember that we should maintain good consciousness. I hope this is practical, I don't know. 20th verse, last verse for discussion because we have 7 minutes. Translation goes, my dear King Rahugana, you are also a victim of this external energy. Baapres, seedha muh pe bol diya. Jadabharat saying, my dear Rahugana, you are also a victim of the external energy being situated on the path of attraction to material pressure, pravritti marg. So that you may become an equal friend to all living entities. Now speaking about pravritti marg, I remember nowadays because there is so much of clash of religions going on, most other forms of following kind of emphasize pravritti marg. Household life, married life, family life, this and that, living in this world. Whereas the Sanatan Dharma always kind of put a strong foot on Nivritti Marg. So they feel that you guys are, you know, not neglecting the body, not respecting the body, not respecting the communal social welfare. But they can't understand what is Pravritti and Nivritti. In Sanatan Dharma, both are presented, Pravritti Marg and Nivritti Marg. So we can see the difference. But probably in other followings, they only have pravritti is very strong. So therefore, they feel that yehi jivana, yehi life hai, yehi karna hai. What are you guys doing? You guys are living a dry life. They may think like that. So Jada Bharat is saying, you may become an equal friend to all living entities. Now I advise you to give up your kingly position and the rod, danda, by which you punish criminals. Give up attraction for sense objects and take up the sword of knowledge. Danda chodo, talwar pakado. Theek hai? Sharpened by devotional service, then you will be able to cut the hard knot of illusionary energy and cross to the other side of the ocean of nescience. Okay, this is like a battle cry. He's saying, ye chodo, ye uthao, fight. He's telling to Rahugana. Prabhupada talks about this verse, our Purushottama Mass. 15 chapter verses, Prabhupada quotes. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord compares the material world to a tree of illusion, Urdhva Moolam Adashakam, which one must cut oneself free of. So Prabhupada quotes these two verses. Narupamasyeha tatopalabdhyate nanto nachadi nacha sampratishta ashvattamenam siviruda moolam asangasat shastrena dridrena chitva. Narupa asyeha, you cannot see this tree. Na anto nacha adir, you can't see the beginning, you can't see the end. You don't know what sampratishta, you don't know where the foundation is coming from. Ashvattam enam, this tree, suviruda moolam, from the root, asanga sastrena, by the sword of detachment, dirdhena chitva, cut with great determination. Then he says, after cutting the tree, where do you go? Next verse is, tatah padam tat parimargitavyam yasmin gata. Yasmin gata na nivartanti bhuya tameva chadyam purusham prapadye yata pravirti prashrita purani. After doing the cutting, now one must seek that place from which one has gone, one will not return. That is surrender to the Supreme Lord. Okay. So, just to conclude today's class, while studying this whole section of these four verses, I am remembering a summary of sorts from Prahlad Maharaj teachings. This is Prahlad Maharaj teachings to his friends in school, canteen time, right? 7th canto, 5th chapter. So he says, Matirna Krishne parato svatova mito bipadde tagraha vratanam. For one who is so much attached to sense gratification, the mind, Matirna Krishne, cannot be attached to Krishna, whether you try yourself, someone else try with you, or both of them trying together, very difficult. Because the mind is so much attached to sense gratification. Adhanta gobir vishatam tamishram. For a person in such a state, senses are not controlled. What will happen? What is his gati? He goes down. Vishatam tamishram. He goes into ignorance. And what does he do? Punah punascharvita charvananam. Again and again, he does the activity of ignorance. Ignorance, a cycle, vicious cycle. Okay, because of uncontrolled senses. Nate vidu swartha gatim hi vishnum. Such a person already fall down, does not know that his real artha, swa artha, his real wealth is Vishnu. Durashaya ye bahi artha manina. Durashaya, he has all bad kinds of asha. He thinks bahir artha. He thinks that outside there is something valuable. He forgot that inside, antarjodir ameyam amirtam. He forgot that inside is the real jewel. Andhayatandi rupaniya manas. And he's following people who are as blind as him. Tepi shatantram urudamni baddha. Forgetting that his entire world is very stringently controlled by the Supreme Lord. Then such a person, he continues to explain. Naishamatistavaduru kramangrim. Such a person, he cannot remember Krishna, cannot remember the lotus feet of the Lord. Sparshatyanartha pagamoyad artha mahiya shampada rajobishegam niskinchananam na virnita yavat. So such a person, his only hope for such a person, such a difficult life, again and again into illusion, cannot come out of it. Only hope is mahiya shampada rajobishegam. If he bathes himself, if he takes the dust of the lotus feet of the devotees on his head, that is the only means he can come out of this. So this forest of material existence is so deadly, so precarious, so difficult in one sense also. But if we take shelter of the devotees, if we get the mercy of the devotees, we are able to come out. So this is our only hope, that devotees please kindly be, you know, kind to us, kindly keep us, devotees maintain us, they bless us, they tolerate us, they engage us, they love us, they help us. So this is our only hope actually. That somehow or other the devotees around us, they are willing to maintain us. That itself is a big thing. We like to end here. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavadam ki, Shila Prabhupada ki.